Well, it's good to be here. It's been good this morning. You know, Sue just said something in passing that sometimes we don't know how big God is. We don't know his purposes and his plans. Sometimes we don't even understand God. But he's given us the Holy Spirit that helps us. And we're going to continue our study or our look at the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit working in our lives, we would struggle. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. One of the songs we did sing said, "Open up my eyes and show me who you are." And I don't know whether you're searching for something from God this morning, but it's the Holy Spirit that opens our eyes up. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals truth to us. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals who he is so that we can actually learn to put our trust in him. So if you try and work God out in the natural, it just doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense. And that's why God sent us the Holy Spirit, so that he could actually minister to us. So over the weeks, Jed looked at the person of the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about Holy Spirit, it's God. He has a work to do in our lives. And Lisa spoke last week about how that relates to us personally, how we learn to listen to what God is saying to us through the Holy Spirit. And I just want to look at some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit this morning. And I want to say right now that we could probably spend 6 months looking at this. So we're just going to kind of open our eyes a little bit. And if you want to know more, you can come and talk to us. Maybe we'll pick it up at a different time. Well, I just want to cover something that is spiritual. So God gave us spiritual gifts, but we also have gifts that are natural to us. And I spent a lot of years trying to work out what my gifts were, because they were all like playing football and fixing cars and doing all that kind of thing, very practical gifts. And I used to try and work out how does that help in the kingdom of heaven? How does that help? But you know, when God puts his breath on our gifting, it can become something supernatural. So we, looking around, can acknowledge that there are many gifts, and each one of you will have some natural gifts, some natural ability. And, you know, as we look around the world, we all contribute to the good of the world. We've learned to work together, bringing our gifts to the table. And so this morning, we're going to look at some of the gifts that you already have and some supernatural gifts. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come and live in us. We are his temple. It says it's where Holy Spirit lives. So as believers, he's living in us all the time. And maybe you need to have some revelation about that, that God's living in you. He empowers our lives. He empowers us to live as Christians and demonstrate God in the way that we live. And then others will recognize that there is something different about us, something powerful living in us that makes us a testimony, a message to those with whom we share life. When God is living in us, he transforms us and empowers us. If you ever try to live the Christian life by keeping to the law, you're going to struggle. That's why God sent the Holy Spirit, because he empowers us to connect with God. He pours the love of God into our hearts, and he helps us as we choose to live as Christians. In Ephesians 5:1, it says this: "Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children." Did you know that you're a child of God? You're his children. It says, "Dear children." God loves you as his child. But we can't imitate God in our own strength. They tried it for many, many years in the Old Testament. If you read through, they tried to imitate God. They tried to keep God's rules and his commands, but they couldn't do it. It is impossible. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit living in us. And as his children, we should reflect our Father, just as we do in the natural. People who knew my dad, and some of you knew him, often say that I look like him. I look in the mirror and my dad's looking back at me. It's quite scary sometimes. But I have my father's genetics in me. And as I grew up with him, I learned to imitate him, which is why I have some of the skills and abilities that I do, because he was a very practical man. Linda is always saying that I drive like my dad. And you can draw your own conclusions from that. But it used to be quite a scary ride when my dad drove. But I don't think I'm quite like that. But there is something about us in the natural that imitates our genetics. It imitates our mother and our father, and we begin to live like them and imitate them in our daily life. And we do some things today that our parents would have done because we lived with them and we learned to imitate them. And this scripture is encouraging us to imitate God. You see, when we become believers, when we become Christians, some of God's genetics, some of his DNA is planted in our heart, and we begin to imitate him in the way that we think and in the way that we live. It says this in Acts 1, verse 8. And for those who are Pentecostals, as we are, this is a really critical scripture in the way that we view the Holy Spirit and view the way that we engage with him and allow him to work in our lives. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We become empowered by the Holy Spirit to be witnesses in our daily living, imitating God. And if you read in the New Testament about that moment when the Holy Spirit was given to the world and the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to be witnesses, they were empowered to be witnesses in that community, and it transformed the community. So we're moving from just living naturally to supernaturally. So no longer are we just living as ourselves, but as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we're empowered to live supernaturally. The Holy Spirit living in us produces the fruit of the Spirit in us. And we know what they are: love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control. All those fruit that grow in us are grown by the Holy Spirit. They are the fruit of the Spirit. And very often the evidence of the Holy Spirit living in us is the fruit that we produce. What Jesus was giving us when he sent the Holy Spirit into the world enables us to be imitators of God. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit to become more like our Father. And we've just sang that, haven't we? I am who you say I am. What a powerful statement that is. That as we read the Word of God and the promises that he gives to us, he's saying, I am, that's me, I am what you say I am, Father. And what we are is something supernatural. The Bible tells us that we've got to be full of the Holy Spirit always. Every day we've got to be asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We work in cooperation with the Holy Spirit. We listen and obey by faith. If you choose not to listen to the Holy Spirit, and we can, and I have on occasion, because I didn't like what he was saying to me, we limit what God can do in us. God is working in us all the time by the Holy Spirit to bring transformation and bring us to completion and to be his witnesses in this world. The demonstration of the Holy Spirit in us reaches those around us. But if we choose not to listen, then our witness, if you like, is limited. And we recognize that as the Holy Spirit lives in us, he takes what we are and puts his anointing on it. This may mean that we have natural abilities. But when we hand them over to God and the Holy Spirit begins to live in us, he takes our natural abilities and makes them supernatural. In other words, God's involved in it. God's involved in it. And there's some great examples of this in Scripture. If we go back to the Old Testament, when Moses was spoken to by God and encouraged to go back to Pharaoh and to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, Moses was very reluctant about this. And God said to him, well, what have you got in your hand? And he said, I've got a rod. That's all I've got, just this staff. He said, well, I'm going to use that. I want you to go back to Pharaoh and I will reveal myself to Pharaoh through this rod. Remember the story of David and Goliath? David was a great shot with a sling. And he had 5 stones. What have you got, David? I've just got a few stones. But with that, those stones, he was able to stand in front of Goliath and defeat the Philistine army through just using what he had. He became supernatural when he was obedient to God and God was working in his life. Samson, he killed 1,000 people with the jawbone of an ass. Just a very simple thing. And he killed 1,000 people with it. Why? Because he allowed the Holy Spirit to work in his life and strengthen him to do that which he was called to do. And as they were obedient to the God, the Holy Spirit, they were used, or their natural abilities were used in a supernatural way. I want to tell you this morning that each one of us has a gift that God can use that can take us from the natural to the supernatural. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 12. For just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. So there's a whole list of things in there that we can do because we are part of the body of Christ. But when we allow God to work in us, we contribute to everybody else. God takes who we are and what we have and he expands it into the supernatural gifts that begins to touch the lives of those around us. So in there we have serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, mercy. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says that he includes helps and administration. In 1 Peter 4, speaking and serving. And in 1 Corinthians 13, feeding the poor. So it covers a whole multitude of different giftings that each of us have. But when we allow Holy Spirit to live in our lives, they become supernatural gifts that actually serve the church community and the community outside. We become supernatural when we allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on our gifting. Suddenly, God is involved and he takes it and uses our gifts for his glory. I used to read a comic many years ago called The Tiger. Some of you may remember that, some of you may not. It would have been in the 60s. And there was a character in there called Billy Dane. It's Billy's Boots. Billy's Boots. Now, Billy loved football. And he was all right at it, but he wasn't particularly brilliant. And he had a pair of football boots that once belonged to a famous footballer called Charles Deadshot Keane. Charlie Deadshot Keane. And whenever Billy put on these boots, he turned into Ronaldo. He was awesome. He was a great player. But he was always panicking when he couldn't find them because he knew that without these boots, his footballing skills were just ordinary. And I thought that just examples really how the Holy Spirit, when we have the Holy Spirit working in us, he takes what we have and he turns it into something beyond what we could ever do on our own. Some of us might think we've got gifts, but without God, they're just ordinary. But the moment we allow the Holy Spirit into our lives and he anoints the gifting that we have, we become supernatural. It's like putting on Billy's boots. The Holy Spirit does that with the giftings that he's given to us. So I've done that section because we recognize that we do have giftings that the Holy Spirit can breathe on and he can make us into supernatural gifts to the church and the community. And we've all got them. So often people say, I've got no giftings, I can't do anything. It's not what the Bible is saying. The Bible is saying you've got a gift. Let the Holy Spirit work with you and turn your gift into something new, supernatural. Let me use it and you'll be amazed at what you do with the gift that you have. It might only be a simple gift, but it becomes supernatural the moment we allow the Holy Spirit to breathe upon it. He's also given us spiritual gifts. And we read those in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 11. And we've experienced some of that this morning. Linda's brought a message in tongues. We've had an encouragement from Eddie and from Sue as the Holy Spirit just reveals stuff to us. And we, by faith, we step out and we use that gifting. And it's a supernatural gifting that encourages the church. So this is what it says in Corinthians. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Okay, so let's think about that. The Holy Spirit is given to us, and these gifts are given to us for the common good. That is the good of everybody. To the one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. It's important to recognize that these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. So he gives them to them. They're not something that is earned. It's not something that we work our way towards. They are a grace gift from the Holy Spirit for the general good of the church. They demonstrate something of who God is. We all qualify to receive these gifts if we're born again. The gifts are given to enable the church to live in the supernatural. The Holy Spirit has gifts he gives to the church through people. So we'll talk a little bit more about receiving that in a while. So as I said right at the start, there isn't enough time this morning to go through each gift. But the list that I've just read, I'm just going to go through and just give a very brief explanation of what that is. And I've read Dave Pett's book on the Holy Spirit. He's one of the Assemblies of God premier writers and studiers of the Holy Spirit. And so this is what he says. Faith, a gift of faith. Now we live by faith. It's what we do as believers. We have faith in God. We have faith in his word. We have faith that he will do those things in us that he promises. We have faith that we are who he says we are. But this is a gift of faith. So this is something to believe God in circumstances that seem impossible. It's a revelation of the truth of God in a given situation. The gift of healing, the gift of faith for the healing of somebody. We believe in healing. We do pray by faith for the sick, but a gift of healing is something supernatural. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit for a specific reason, for a specific healing. We have miracles, which is the demonstration of the power of God in situations that can only be described as miraculous. It says in the Bible, doesn't it? Pray that mountains will be removed. All you need is a little gift of faith, the size of a mustard seed. And so there are circumstances that require miraculous answers, and that is a gift of miracles. Prophecy is speaking on behalf of God for the strengthening, encouragement, and comfort of the church. It may contain elements of revelation of forthcoming events. Distinguishing of spirits. Sometimes we need help understanding the spirit behind what people are doing or what people are saying or their behaviours. And it's God giving us, through the Holy Spirit, an insight into the spirit of what is coming towards us, either verbally or through behaviour. Tongues, the supernatural ability to speak a language not learned. And we have interpretation of tongues as well, which is the interpretation, obviously, of what somebody has brought. All of these help the church to function in the fullness that God has got for us. If we don't have the gifts in operation, then we are restricting what is available to minister to the body of Christ, that is the church, and to those in our community. As a church, we want to live in the supernatural. We're always saying, aren't we, that we want an encounter with God. And sometimes that seems like a little bit scary. It seems that just taking a step too far. But Holy Spirit living in us just brings all that God has got for us into reality in the church. And we want to live in the supernatural. Jesus came and he demonstrated the kingdom of heaven on earth. And what a period that must have been to experience that breakthrough of heaven into earth, and all that Jesus did revealed the supernatural nature of God. And that's what God wants for us. And that's why Holy Spirit is working in our lives. And he's given us these gifts that demonstrate the supernatural nature of God. What would it be like every week to come to church and see these things happen? It would be awesome. And the Holy Spirit has never changed, and God has never changed, and his purpose for the church has never changed. But sometimes we need help from the Holy Spirit for revelation about what he's got for us and the gifts that he wants to give us. And we want to live in that place where we experience the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our daily living and as we come together as church. Said before that if we're born again, that qualifies us to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we do have to be born again. It is a gift to the church. It's a gift to believers. I think we need to recognize that we have to live a life in obedience to God. We need to be seeking these gifts, asking for them, showing a desire to want them, for the right reason, that is to glorify God and not ourselves. And we need to be full of the Holy Spirit. These gifts are empowered by the Holy Spirit. They're not dependent on our skills. They're not dependent on our abilities, because otherwise we would never receive them. But they're grace gifts. They are gifts given to the church to demonstrate who God is, to demonstrate the supernatural power of God in our everyday living and in church life. And we have to give the Holy Spirit permission to live in us and fill us on a daily basis. As we live in obedience and desire the Holy Spirit and submit ourselves totally to God, the Holy Spirit fills us and empowers us to live a dynamic Christian life, and we can receive these gifts that the Holy Spirit wants to give us. When I first began to encounter God in a very personal way, and I reflected on the scriptures that I was reading, I just felt that the Christian life was something that was so exciting and so full of life, that it was so empowering, that it was so different than anything that I'd experienced before, that's what I wanted the church to be. That when people come into this place, they know God is here. They don't need to ask, where is he? Because they will experience him, because they will come into a place where the gifts of the Holy Spirit are living and real and being used every time we meet together. I kind of call it's living close to the wind. If you've ever been sailing and you catch the wind, it is the most exhilarating experience as you just go beyond the speeds that you think you could go. And it's a little bit like that when we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, we allow the Holy Spirit to live in us, we allow the Holy Spirit's gifts into our lives. It's like catching the wind of the Holy Spirit, and we began to go at a pace and see things and experience things that are supernatural and only God can do. Talk a little bit more about some of this in a few weeks. But I would, just for those who the Holy Spirit maybe is challenging right now, I'd like you to begin to seek the gifts. Begin to ask God to give you the gifts. Let's create an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit is free to work in this place, where we see those supernatural things happening on a weekly basis. And then we will be his witnesses. We will experience the kingdom of God here on earth. Sounds a little bit scary. But usually when things are a little bit scary, a little bit beyond what we understand or what we know, life becomes supernatural, exciting. Wouldn't it be great just to have people come in here and just be healed, see miraculous things happening in their lives, to be set free, to just experience the kingdom of heaven when they come in here? Let's just pray together. Father God, we just thank you that you've given us the Holy Spirit, who helps us see you as you are. He ignites our heart with fire, with a desire to serve you. He reveals truth to our heart. He empowers us to live a supernatural Christian life. And we just want to say we don't want to be ordinary Christians. We want to be supernatural Christians in this place. I pray, Lord, that through this week, by the Holy Spirit, that you will challenge us, that you'll encourage us to seek the gifts that you've given to us. Amen. Thank you, Sue.